My first question for you is, who's been your biggest influence for you? Who's helped you stay on that path of glory that you know that you need to be on the most in your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think, and I say, I'm, you know, not trying to get points here, you know, because she doesn't, I don't think she really gives points. 27 years, I haven't really figured out how to figure out if I got points or not. So it's not a point thing. It's looking at it. It's, you know, we're opposite, and God brought in, my wife, and, you know, I looked at it before, guys, and then I'll move on to a couple other people, but some, as pouring water, so to speak, on the vision, like I'm a visionary, and, you know, my wife would be this person that would always caution. And, you know, I looked at it as like, man, are you ever going to just, you know, get on my side here and be like, yes, I think you should do it or whatever. But, you know, I've come to learn that God balanced someone out that just tells me the truth, even if I don't want to hear it, you know, and I don't want to hear it sometimes, you know, most of the time, all the time. So, you know, her really, really is somebody that, you know, that when you learn to embrace that, that's a good thing. You know, over the course of years, I mean, I haven't been to too many churches, but I've served at different churches, and pastors have always been a really big thing. One of the, my current pastor, somebody that I haven't really had a chance to get to know too much. We're going to a Bucks game this week and together. It's a huge church, over 5 locations. But what he has done is helped inspire my daughter serves there, some leadership. Even though I'm already doing that and have done some of those things, it's inspiring to see how he's running a very healthy church with very healthy processes in place, you can tell. And so there's even those types of things. I think you need to be aware and open your eyes to everything that God can use to help you or mentor you. But of course, I've had men of God, you know, in my life over the course of years, and God's kind of shifted some of those people for periods of time where, you know, they would just you know, tell you the truth and shoot you straight and just be examples of people in faith. Just a couple of people that I follow their stuff, you know, and look at what they do. Pastor Jensen Franklin, in Gainesville, Georgia, he pastors Free Chapel. He's a minister, but he does a lot of things within business. I follow a lot of stuff that he, puts out, and I think that he's very inspiring when it comes to him. Stephen Furtick, I think he's, somebody that I follow. But, you know, from a business standpoint, it's very difficult. There's not a lot, because I'm not big on all or a lot of the kind of so-called guru people that are out there. I think that they may be successful or maybe have money, but I'm very cautious, because I know that ultimately without the Lord in your life, you know, that type of success is fleeting and it's not lasting, and you never fill a void with it. So I'm very cautious to really put serious people in my life that do have faith. It doesn't mean I can't get ideas or inspired from other people. Sure. But so there's a few people like that I do follow. And you know, of course, John Maxwell has been around forever, you know, when it comes to business. You know, but I'm gonna tell you what, I think that there's a place for the newer people to step into roles like that and be those individuals in today's age, that, and I really feel like that God's looking for people like that as well. So
absolutely,
I agree. I think he's looking for people like that every single day. You know, mm-hmm. I think that there's not enough. I think even if we had an abundance, there's a more of abundance of it would be better. The whole world was doing, how great would that be? But, you know, mm-hmm. obviously that message is great. I love what you said there. You said that there's a lot of people that you take notes from. When it comes to business, you're going to be a little bit more picky, because, you know, some people's message may seem like what it is, but we in the background may not be. So you want to really do your research on what they're saying and what they're doing. You know, one thing that you're doing, you're doing that right now. So you definitely are. If you were outside, you weren't David Villa, you would be looking at David Villa right now. I know that. And that's what's so great about you. And that's what your message is about. I love watching your little 1 minute clips, your Monday motivations. I like listening to those. You know, you definitely bring a joy to it. You know, I take note from that kind of stuff. With what I do my quick brews on a daily. I do my lot walks. I do stuff like that with my team. But, you know, I learn from the greats, you know, people like David Villa, Glenn Lundy's, you know, there's a lot of you all out there that are just doing some amazing stuff, you know, not enough though, like you said. So there is a great void that can be placed. And I think you're right. I think you know, I think the Lord is looking for people to fill those spots, but he's also being picky about it. Make sure that you, because once you get it, that abundance and that light's going to hit you and you're going to be so overwhelmed. You're going to be able to pour all this extra that you have to everybody. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what's needed. And people need to do that. But you got to, even when you're at that level, there's still room for improvement. There's still room for growth. Mm-hmm. And that's what's the beautiful part about life, is that no matter where you get, you could always get somewhere else. And I absolutely love that. And I can see that's what you're doing. And it's a beautiful thing. That's why life is so great. Life is fun. Life is it's something different behind every door you open, you know, but as long as you have that faith and you have a good base, good foundation that's been built just right for you. So this way, as you're building your house, as this house is being built through life, you're putting all the right stuff. Even if you got a rotten piece of wood that comes in here, well, guess what? The foundation's so good, that rotten piece of wood could be thrown away and you could throw something else in there eventually, right?
That's so, right.
And that's definitely a great message to have. I love it.
It's good. Even that rotten piece of wood sometimes.
Sometimes a rotten piece of wood could be something amazing. You're right.
It could be put back.
Romans 8, man. Right? Romans 8, right?
Yeah.
All things work together for good. God takes the good, the bad, the ugly, and, you know, puts it all together and beautiful. You know what I mean?
I was definitely that rotten piece of wood.
Me too, right? Brother. Me too.
Oh, man. And it's that's what, again, is so affirming when you know where it is he's taken you from, when you know what kind of mess you have, and he embraced you anyway. And the same thing with the way the grace that we give to our customers and being a subprime hero and doing the things that we do for a clientele and people that are needing to be able to buy something. We're not here to judge them for the way that they did it before. That's not what we're designed to do. We're here to help take on what it is that they said their issue is and find a solution. I believe you're either doing one or two things. You don't really have really problems that are just problems. You have problems with creating ideas. A problem will remain a problem until an idea comes. You speak about the wife and she keeps it real and she keeps it true. And then we make the adjustments we can to make sure that they're happy, right? I mean, doing this coffee adventure, which you can get some coffee, guys, by going to CardiacCoffee.com. Shameless plug. But the coffee things and the apparatuses are all over my kitchen, right? My wife is like, Lou, I need my kitchen back. You know, I need my kitchen back. I need my counters back. And so we make this whole other room, right? And not other room, but we take this wall and we make this whole cafe thing to where everything has its place and it looks nice. And she gets all, you know, puts the woman touches all over it. And it's fantastic now. Great. My daughter gets involved. She buys us a new Keurig, which was such a blessing. My goodness, I got big kids like that. You know, that's, I mean, it really, really humbles me. But all of that came together and we had a problem. It took then an idea, then agreement on that idea, and then it then brewed something, right? So one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. The amplification of the voice and the trumpet for the kingdom is so great. The more of us that get together and start to speak of what potential we have when we actually give God access, you know, where it is that we can actually be lifted to if we give him access.
People have to realize that what you're doing and what we're doing, and this just hit me when you said that, all we're doing is where Revelation says, you're made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, your word or your testimony. We're just testifying. What you just said there, like we're not trying as much to talk people into it as we are as just, this is what's happening to me. This is what I'm experiencing. And then I talked a minute ago about Solomon. That's one of my favorite stories in the entire Bible because, you know, the guy could ask for anything and God said, what do you want? And he said, I want wisdom. And God gave him wisdom, riches, and fame. And he was so blessed by by God that there all the rulers everywhere, right, came to him and paid him and said, tell me your secret. So think about that for a second. Like his testimony, right? His testimony made room. And that's all we're doing. We're not trying to like say talk someone into something as much as we are just sharing our experience you know, and then you can be part of that. You know, that's what's crazy about it. That's what testimony is, really.
And using the gift that you've been given.
I love that you said that because it's so true. You know, since I've known Lou, Lou's never tried to force anything on anyone. He just gives his testimony, explains why it's helped him lift up to where he's at, why his family life is so great when they share the word of God together, when they share faith together, and so on and so forth. And that spreads through his whole family, through his friendships. And the way that he is with other people, you know, I know I'm talking about Lou. I'm very much the same way, but, you know, I'm talking about him because this is Well, you know, it's all about that. Lou's one thing that Lou's always been has been a rock. He's always been there, and he's always been what he says he is. He's never changed. He's never altered that. He's always been true to his word. So when he says this stuff, he means that stuff. Now, his story, you know, it's Lou's story of why his faith is so strong is powerful to me. And I understand why he does that. And his faith got super strong during that time. It had to do with his daughter, Sophia, when she was born. And so, you know, long story short, she's healthy, she's lovely, and it's all because of God, you know, and no doubt about
definitely
that.
Definitely grown in faith since, right?
Right. I mean, you know, but, you know.
She's the one that bought the Keurig.
She is, and she is the one now, you know. Now, just much like you, his kids are all grown. He's got one left that's getting ready to graduate this year. I have one that's 17. I only have one child. I'm not as fortunate as you guys are, lucky y'all. But the one is, I'm blessed, and I have the greatest kid in the world. I'm very lucky, but. You know, we're all going through those things. We've seen our kids grow. We've seen what it is when you put faith inside them and you show them that light and you show and they and then you see how they encourage their friends and how much love they spread and all this stuff. It's the base of it. The base of all of it is just be good. Be good to each other.
That's good,
do you want to others what you want onto you, right? And that's exactly what you have taught your children. I'm sure you have with yours. We've done that with our team members. We've done that with our friends. We've done all those things together. It's a testimony. And this, like we're saying, what we're talking about here is not, hey, you better do this or your life is going to, no, it's not that. It's just explaining how amazing life is when you have Amen. The right base, when you have the right foundation, when you're doing Amen. The right things, right. And you have good faith.
I mean, that's, you touched it earlier, David, when speaking of the word of our testimony, you know, the blood covers and the word of our testimony helps us to be overcomers. So that's why it's so important that we share what it is that we've come through. Where it is that we've been, how we got where we are, because that's the testament of faith. That's how the faith has been passed down over the years. And for the record, everybody, just about everybody throughout the scriptures was a serious screw up on a different level and has shown the power that
that's
God
why it's
has
so awesome, the stories,
to achieve great things with people that the world would write off.
Well, matter of fact, you know, the one guy, you know, I don't know his name. The Bible just calls him Rich Young Ruler. You know what I mean? That one guy that was supposedly had it all together comes to Jesus, you know, with this haughtiness, like, hey, so I've obeyed every commandment that you've got. I've obeyed them all, and I've done this, and I've done that, and I've done this. He's bragging. And he goes, so, well, you know, what do I need to do? And Jesus said, go sell everything you have and follow me. It's not that Jesus was saying you can't have money. He just knew that was the one thing that the one thing that was preventing that guy. And so guess what the guy did? Turned around and walked away. You know what I mean?
He walked away sad.
That's right.
Right.
So, look, so Jesus not only uses imperfection, he rejects people that aren't willing to admit it. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, and you go, and somebody could be watching this like, man, but you know what? I grew up that way, but I've jacked up my life and, you know, God's not going to forgive me. Well, you know, Simon Peter, you know, denied him, right? And, you know, Jesus said, you're going to deny him. He denied him. Here's the thing. He denied him right before 50 days before he stood up. And said, hey, and said, this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel. 50 days before he stood up and preached and basically gave the first message of the modern church at that time, and 3,000 people got saved 50 days before he denied Jesus. So he jacked up and God used him 2 months later, you know?
Awesome.
You know, so I mean, God will use you in spite of your weaknesses and matter of fact. Yeah,
he will forgive you instantly once you take him, once you believe in him, right? And it doesn't matter how – that's the whole forgive thing. It doesn't matter how horrible you – a person that you believe you were, no matter what it was, no matter what that sin is, no matter what troubled you in the past, the moment that you accept, it is all lifted off of you.
Done.
Forgiven forever. Yeah. You never have to worry about it again. And it's that's such a powerful, powerful statement, and it's so true. It's amazing because when you do that – you feel it. You feel that. You just. It's just like an instant. It's gone.
Yes, fly.
It's gone. And it's so. And now, like you said, now you can fly and focus on things in the future, right? And that. I love that. This is such a good testimony.
Yeah. I mean, again, we can keep talking on this all day.
It's
exciting. I can't wait to just get around, put an arm around a brother. But I do want to kick into another gear real quick, just for the sake of making sure that people can take something additional from this and implement it into their business. So on this five-liner, I want to know what David would say on the side of, and again, just his name is David, the beloved. I mean, folks, just the testimony on that name itself, you know, Jesus had to come from the bloodline of David. And when we talk about royal screw-ups, you know what I mean? He royally screwed up, you know what I mean, to get his wife by way of killing his great warrior, you know what I mean, and then still being the one that gets to have the rank called the one after God's own heart, but he is firmly identified as being beloved. Again, folks, being identified in this business is the key piece that helps you to be effective. If you don't know where you are without your name tag on, without your shirt on, without the brand on, if you don't know who you are, it's going to be hard for you to convey a message to help somebody else upgrade who they are and what they are
good
to pay for. But with that, what nugget of wisdom would you be able to pour out to the side of somebody trying to make sure that they're taking on somebody new? So we're talking to people because there's so many people that are jumping into the car business now, mm-hmm. right? The job market has spread open and there's so many new onboarding people coming through. What would you say as the sales manager to the salesperson relationship, what message would you try to get to them on the side of the importance of them marketing themselves and using the tools that are available to do so? What would you say to those managers that are trying to find the way to empower their salespeople? What would you tell that they, what bit of advice would you give them to find themselves in how they create their digital presence? I know that's very layered. Yeah.
It's good. No, it's actually really, you know, so I'll say this, because I'm speaking to your audience and same with our audiences and things like that. Meaning there's, you know, most of the people that are going to be watching this will probably appreciate this answer, you know? So I think that you're trying to get better. If you're watching your podcast, you're already trying to get better and you're trying to pick up on ideas. That's why they're watching you guys. So I'd say number one, make sure that, you know, you learn from what we've gone through here and realize that there's a lot of opportunity and it's all about, you know, your people. So I think leadership's a really big deal, first of all. So as you're bringing people in, you know, I think that if you don't automatically, and it's okay if you don't, right? You guys do. I do. You know, we have, you know, I have a kind of a feel for social media myself. We have a team, obviously, but you guys do. Not everybody does. So let's just say someone watches you, buys into what you're saying, believes it, but they don't themselves, you know, they have a face for radio, or, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, they just don't want to do it themselves. They don't, they're not good at it. They're not natural at it. Well, then find someone who is. Hire somebody that can help you, or find somebody who you can speak to, you have access to, you know, that is good at that. And I think to figure out how you can develop that online presence that's going to, you know, be for you. Somebody doesn't have to imitate what someone else is doing. They just have to figure out, this is real important. They have to figure out why it's working. Instead of trying to copy somebody, figure out why what they're doing is working. Why is it resonating? And then get the spirit of it. You know what I mean? So I think that people can do, you know, and that can come in many different ways. It doesn't have to come in, you know, have dealers that have hired us. I didn't even know this in some case. And then we started having people ask us if they could do it. You know, some of the videos that we're doing, we're working with hundreds of dealers with Facebook projects all over the nation. I've had three in the last 4 weeks tell me, you're the face of our dealership. Like, because I'm doing so many videos for them, they're paying us. And I didn't know that. And they said, literally, can you do this video for me as well? Can you do this video? And what I mean by that is we're doing so much marketing for them with a specific area that they've adapted that as some of their other marketing that's outside of the events that we're doing. Wow. So my point is that they're, and one guy told me is that he runs three stores and, you know, extremely successful as a car guy. I said, I just, you know, that's just not my deal, my personality. He said, but man, you know what? You've resonated with these people in this area. So we're going to make you the face of the dealership. I'm like, great. And if my point is that's an example. It doesn't have to be a person that's the face, but what is your face? What is your brand? What are you going to do to tackle that area in social media? So I'd say that if you're bringing them in, you know, if you have some salespeople that are that way, you know, embrace them, you know, and maybe if you have someone that's really good at it, you know, imagine having someone like when Sean Hayes was a salesperson working for you, right? Imagine having someone that was really good at it. Instead of just letting him do it, if you're a dealer out there, a manager, what about embracing that person and starting a division where that person kind of points it, you know, and then they're the point person and they develop a strategy for your dealership. You know, find the talent within inside of it and empower them. You know, if you have someone you can trust there and you have someone, go to them, sit down with them. I'm going to tell you something. Just from a leadership standpoint, guys, that's how I've started growing in, as a company. When I stopped thinking that I had all the answers, that I had to have my finger on everything, and then just begin to collaborate and empower. And if your vision's big, it takes people. I can't be the end all be. It takes people, and then people want to be empowered to do what they do. And so, you know, I don't know if that, hopefully that kind of tackled some of it, but I would encourage people to, you know, to really explore some of those options.
I love that answer. You know, you actually brought some nuggets in there that I'm taking note on big time. And, you know, it's some of that stuff may even seem obvious, but it takes experience to know what you're talking about there. You've been through it. You know what the different styles are by doing this and that. I love that you said you can't be the end all know all. And the thing is, it's hard to sometimes. All of us, all us X factor folks, all us A type people, we love to know everything. We love to try to at least learn everything, at least dabble in it and do this and try to be good at it. Mm-hmm. But you're right. The people that are the most successful build a team around them they can trust, that they can encourage to grow. Then that team grows. So it just turns into just one beautiful, just beautiful machine that works so well together, right?
Yeah.
And to build up your team, I love how you brought up the point of having somebody like Sean Hayes on the floor that's just a dynamite salesperson when he was out there selling cars. And he's still dynamite doing what he's doing out there in Virginia right now. I love Sean Hayes. He's definitely doing some amazing stuff, but all done through social media, building his brand, build a brand, right? And he's definitely just very much exactly the type of person. If you have that in your store, why not have him take over that department, have him build something up? Because that's going to help him grow, which is going to help you grow, which is going to help your teammates grow, which is going to help your community grow, which it just keeps building on top of that from one small action, you know, when you see something like that. And that is really, really, really good points, folks. I hope you guys heard what he just said there. Yeah. I hope you guys have somebody in your store that maybe that just made you go, you know what? Wow, that was a great idea, because it really is. And he just gave you guys that tip for free. So,
bing bong.
But no, I think that's great. I think that is great. And obviously, with you're talking about dealers across the nation that you're using, and some of them are wanting you to be the face and the voice of their store. And that's an amazing thing that you've been able to build something like that. And that's because your message is true. I watch your videos, and when I watch your videos, it's from here. I could tell it's from the heart. Mm-hmm. I think so. When you translate that into clients looking to come into a dealership, and you can bring that same type of feeling. Oh man, that brings a lot of relief, and the world needs relief right now, folks. So the more you can do that, the better. And we always need relief. I don't care if it's coronavirus. I don't care if it's election year. It could be next year, and it's completely perfect. We still need that. Everybody needs that. Somebody's going to hear that message. It's going to change their life. So make sure you guys keep pushing positive out there. And that's what it's
don't
about.
Don't be percolating problems, people.
That's it. Push positive. Right. So we've had some people jump on this morning. I haven't had a chance to say hi. We had Brian Norris. He says, buenos dias, cafeteros.
Hola.
Yeah, what's up, Brian? What's going on? Let's do this. Anthony Santangelo says, David Villa in the house.
Yes,
yo.
Sir.
What's up, Anthony? It's good to see you, buddy. Charles Higgins says, David Villa. Newton Motor Group says hi. Must be one of your clients, maybe?
Yeah, Jason Monahan. Yeah, yeah. Jason and Katie and Ryan Martin and Matt Castro. Yeah, they're from Tennessee. Number one, their Gallatin store, number one Nissan store in Tennessee.
Really?
So a long-time client.
That is awesome. That's really
Jason's
awesome.
A good – Jason Monahan, man, he'd be a good guy to get on to. He's the does all the marketing for their whole group, like four stores. He's a Christian, good guy, he must follow you guys too, so. There you
awesome.
Go. Someone following you guys, because there's someone following you. I know his heart, man. I know why he's following you now. So
that's awesome. And then Terry Torline, good friend of ours, the three
Dave.
F's, faith, family, and friends. He came up with the new three F's. And I love it. Beautiful. Faith, family, friends. Bam. How important is those three words? And then Stella Cox says, good. Now let's get back to it, man. So we have our fifth question coming up, David. And I love this question, because through all this business that you've done, the business of life, the business of, you know, faith, the business of everything that we're going through, what has been the greatest reward for you? I know that you've been given probably tons of things. You've had friends come to you. You've taught people things. But there's something that probably stands out that's been like, man, all this work that I put in, this has been my greatest reward. What would that be?
By far, my kids and the legacy. Mm. And I say that, by with blown away humility, meaning in spite, because, you know, when my kids were younger, and I'm kind of like Lou there, you know, I have my youngest is 19, she'll be 20 in a couple weeks, and she's engaged. She's getting married next year. my son's 25 and my oldest daughter's 27. She's the one with the baby and she's been married for, since 2014. But anyway, so when they were younger building this business, you know, I didn't have my priorities straight. It was for a long time when two of my oldest were younger. I mean, I was a guy working like 80 hours a week and, you know, just not around as much, you know, didn't make the games, come late at the end, make excuses, things like that. But, you know, so there's a lot of that going on. So in spite of all of that, you know, watching God move into, you know, and touch them, and they've come out to be amazing, children, you know, blessed by that, serving God and so forth. And just, you know, that's gotta be the biggest. It's not the money, you know, and you know, we have a lot of things that we do. We have our primary business where we sell, you know, marketing. That's our business that does, you know, multiple millions of dollars a year. And then we have our training business. That's also like that, AutoDeal University. But the other things I do because again, faith gear and faith-based selling, these things that we do are more to touch, you know, people's lives and, you know, and, but you know, money's a tool, you know, I really feel that way. And I think that if you ever come to the realization that, you know, the Bible says money answereth all things. If you realize that, I think that God will get, he'll put more in your hand, you know, that you have to start figuring out what to do with it. Meaning that, you know, he'll do it because he wants you to be a conduit. He wants you to be, you know, blessing, you know, and to touch people's lives. And so he'll find a way to channel it through you. And, those aren't the things that are most rewarding. It's really the family and the legacy, and just seeing that those are the things that matter. You know, none of my children, my son-in-law is my VP of marketing here, but none of my children are following and they all worked here at different times. So they're not following the business, even though they could have, and they could have had a, you know, an easy life without respect, but they're doing their own thing. They're following their callings and they're not motivated by money, And I'm very grateful for that. That's the number one thing by far right there.
That's
wow. Big. That's a great answer.
Children take with them is that whatever it is, take money out of it. What is it that heaven's called you to be? What is it that you're created to be? Take the money away.
Yeah.
Gift will make room for you.
Yep.
And on the business side, of course, again, we tried to touch it a little earlier where we all have been given a gift, you know, and he doesn't take away his gifts. God doesn't take away his gifts. We've all been given the power to gain wealth. And when Solomon got the chance to ask for anything, he already had that power to gain wealth. He asked for wisdom, right? And inside of that, you've gained wisdom over your time and your exposure in the business and how to prioritize those things. Yeah. And it's not because you've never screwed up that you don't know how to explain.
It's you screwed up plenty of times.
It's because those things worked for your good, for you to know what to not do and sow that into somebody. You don't want to lead people down a path where they're going to have to repeat your mistakes. That's one thing I try to say to my kids. Hey, I want you to make a whole fresh bag of mistakes. Just don't make mine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't make mine. Make your own. Learn from them. And let's do this life together. But you shouldn't make my mistakes, right? I've already told you that it was a mistake. And so when you're being hired in a business, you're helping them get to where it is that they want to go and rewarding, again, folks, that presence is at the house. That's the reward. What comes from that place is ultimately the most cherished and the most precious thing. Those relationships over our revenue. It's so, amen. Man, I can talk about that all day and I love it.
I love it. Hey, I got to meet you guys soon, man. I love you guys. I really am glad that we got a chance to talk in this last month and a couple of different my podcasts and now yours, because you guys are a real deal. I really love what you're doing. I love your spirits.
It's the same way, and it's the feeling is so mutual, and that's why it's so awesome to have you on the show. I know that, you know, we're both very busy. I know between our shows and all the interviews we're doing, between which you do much more than just your show. You know, you're doing a whole bunch more. We obviously do too. We work at a dealership. We work full time hours, the whole nine, and we do this for love. You know, like you mentioned, it's not about the money for us for the show at all.
Right.
If it was, we would have quit very beginning. We're not, right. You know, but we do this because we love it. We love sending good messages out there. We love sharing people's stories. And that's what the show's transformed into. It's a storytelling show. It's a testimony show. It's a place where people come on here, talk about the goods and the bads that they've went through, and then be able to see where they're at and what they're, and at the end, we talked about your greatest reward. What came of all this? What was the thing that, you know, made you, you know, so it all, and what's crazy is a lot of times the greatest reward is very similar to their why, right? And that's what's so beautiful, because we all work so hard. We wake up, you get up early, you do these things, you do the extra reps, you do all these things that most people just don't want to do. They're like, yeah, I'm just going to take that day off, or I'm not going to go out there and make that extra phone call. I'm not going to get online and do that extra video today. But that's the difference, is that we try to do those things because we do it from our heart. Because honestly, I believe that, just like you, if just one person hears the message today and it helps them and it turns into something and it blossoms and then they touch it, other people, it's a big effect that just becomes something beautiful. But it just takes that one. And I don't, you know, even if it's just for me, I may be the only one who heard the message today. I may be the one that got excited, but it helped me. And so one way or the other, there's help and there's love, because I'm going to go out and I'm going to share love with people today. I'm going to make sure that other people are, you know, understand that life is an amazing thing and that we got so much that we have ahead of us. That if you don't open your eyes, you may just miss.
Right.
You need to open those eyes, because it's everywhere. There's, you know, there's so many things in life that you can have gratitude for. A lot of people don't. You know, Glenn Lundy does a great job with his morning five. He talks about waking up and getting down with the gratitude immediately, right? Mm-hmm. And I absolutely have taken that into my game, where I do it in the morning mentally. I don't write it down in the morning. And then in the afternoon while I'm at work, in the middle of the day, I make sure that I write down my gratitude. I write it down.
Amen.
Because I believe that, you know, halfway through my day, I might get a little stressed. I do finance in a finance box that does a lot of subprime. So it's like, it can get stressful in there.
You're chasing steps,
you know, you're trying to make sure this is done. People are doing welcome calls. So I have to write my gratitude down. I write down what's important to me, what's so great about my life. And then it turns everything that I'm doing, even if I'm stressed out, it makes me go, it's worth everything. It's so
middle. It's that middle word on your t-shirt, guys. Focus. I mean, and then, you know what? I would even say put the word RE in front of it, right? I mean, it's focus, and then all through the day, refocus.
It's just
refocus and refocus. And that's the beauty of it. Cause look, as believers, the enemy's job, and I know we got to, you know, you guys got to go, but the enemy's job, in my opinion, you know, one of the verses I've analyzed for years, he comes to steal, kill, destroy. He can't kill and destroy you. You know, I think he's given up on you on that when you are, you know, become a Christ follower, you're covered by the blood, but he can steal your joy, steal your peace. And he brings distraction throughout the day. His job is just to get you, slow you down, get you off track, you know, and make you, you know, distracted in whatever the things are. And I just think refocus is real big. It's hard because, I mean, you know, we're in the middle of it when you have a bad day or you have a bad deal go south or you have something, you know, frustrating.
You gotta forgive, right?
It's like refocus. And it's not easy. You know, it's a lot easier said right now than it is done when at 2 o'clock today, 3 o'clock today, when, you know, we're not having the day we want to have. And I'm frustrated and I'm like, all right, so how I respond to salespeople, how I, you know, it's all about refocusing. And so it's a lot easier when you're winning, but when you're having a frustrating day and it's not easy. But it's necessary. So
it's growth, you know, and that's those things. But folks, if you're out there and you have those days where you actually get on your salespeople because you're stressed out yourself, just take a moment and breathe, you know, breathe and relax and use that gratitude in your mind. Even if you have to go through like, I'm breathing, my family's great, my son's healthy, my wife is beautiful. She takes care of me. I have friends that absolutely I love hanging out with. You know, there's so many things that you can just sit there and close your eyes and just imagine are amazing, and then get right back into it. That's what I do. I mean, I don't know what you guys are doing out there, but that's what I do. I try to sit there and just super focus on that when I get stressed. And it really helps, because the last thing I need to do is scream at a salesperson over nothing, over spilt milk, right? And then that changes their day. Now they're negative. Now they're going to go home mad at, oh, Fred was a jerk today at work, and I don't know if I want to work there anymore. You know, even though it's, you know, we all go through that. Now that negativity spreads so fast like wildfire.
Yeah.
Or positivity. Something I learned a long time ago was like, when someone is negative, they'll talk about negative forever. They'll tell everybody about a negative thing. But when it's something positive, they share it for a moment, but it doesn't share that much. So it's hard to spread positive as much as it is negative. Now, so you have to do so much positive to make up for that negative. Well, it's simple. Just don't get into that negative. When you have a negative moment, just throw positive on it. It's crazy how fast it washes away all the negativity. It's a beautiful thing. And that's the beauty of life. That's the beauty of your brain. That's the beauty of the power of the Lord. That's the beauty of all kinds of things, right? So use that energy. So
negativity spreads. So then the positivity covers. You know, it's kind of like what I just heard you say. The negativity spreads, but then, you know, and you're like, oh, it's out of hand. But then positivity covers it and the grace of God just, it's amazing. It just like eats it. It can cover it and be like, aha, you know what I mean? I just covered all that negativity in one, you know, swoop, you know what I mean?
That's
so being, being positive might not spread as much, but it covers it.
Right.
Yeah. No so doubt about like it.
Drop a dawn into the grease, right?
There you go. There you go.
Exactly. Out of the way. So I know that we're, you know, I know you're short on time. I know you're a busy man, but before we go, I wanted to at least get some information about your company, about how they could reach you if they're looking to try to bring your dealership up a little bit. What's the best way to do that, and what can you offer them?
Sure. So we do. So we're it's IPD Agency is the company that I'm the CEO of. We do direct mail and we do speaking of subprime. We do a kind of like a Cap One style program. We have a lot of a digital that goes along with it. So we do direct mail for hundreds of dealers a month, and then we also do Facebook events. It's different than Facebook marketing. It's an event. We have an in-house BDC here and everything that sets appointments with that. So we do those for dealers. We actually are launching a virtual BDC, in January, more to come on that. And then, Auto Dealer University is our training platform. We have a few hundred dealers on that. We add about 35 or 40 a month. We have 1500 plus videos. We have certified trainers, like 39, 40 trainers, Glenn Lundy, you know, people like that. We bring in once a month and they add content and they're a certified trainer, the platform. And then those are the products for dealers that we do. We do have, faith gear, faith-based selling, but those are things that are for anyone that's outside of the industry or in more individual training. This faith-based sales training is like 600 videos in that platform. To be honest with you guys, I wanted to put it out. The Auto Dealer University is a dealer platform that's for the whole team, but faith-based selling, if you're a Christian individual and you want some good faith-based sales training, it's not a moneymaker. I'm not trying to make money on it. We're charging something because I think there's value there. Obviously it's $99 for the whole between now and the end of 2021.
Oh, wow.
So it's a no brainer. Yeah. I mean, and that's it. And it's, you know, somebody said, how long will that last? You know, to be honest with you, I'm not doing it to make money. I'm doing it to impact. And it's called faith-based selling. It's faithbasedselling.com. And it's $99 one time. And you get it through the end of 2021, and there's, I think, 500 or 600 videos covering sales in there. And so, there's lessons and quizzes and things like that. It's our online training platform, but
it's huge. I think that is amazing. And you're right. It's not that type of message. It's, you're like you said, it's not about the money to you. Wow. It's about, you know, getting that out there. I love that. You know, with all the work you've done, all the rewards that you've had and everything that you've built up over the last 25 years plus, you have been able to do something like this, be able to put your face. I love how you talked earlier, and I don't mean to talk too much longer, but I loved how earlier you said you were a Christian in a business. Now you are a Christian business, and you've been able to transform all that around to be able to do something like faith-based selling and be able to train people and how to do it the right way. You know, not necessarily the right way, but the way that you believe is a great way, right? Because I'm sure it's the right way. But, you know, of course, there's always the one thing about life is the one thing I always say, there's always room for improvement, right? So I'm sure just like in faith-based selling, man, I love that name. I just love that website. That's a really cool way of putting it. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that you're doing that. I didn't know you were doing that. So I'm going to go to the website and check that out myself and, you know, see if I can help spread the message on that a little bit too, because that is huge.
Yeah, I appreciate you here because this is like something that, you know, in my earlier days I would, you know, be praying for, and now we're years down the road, and you know, you're on our show and we're promoting that. You know, I see the Father doing so much. It's rocking my heart as I'm speaking right now. But for the audience and for those of you that are listening and that are out there and want to make moves and not excuses, the tools are out there. If you want it, you can have it.
Yes.
Seek it out and you'll find it. That's one thing about the truth. If you diligently seek it wholeheartedly, you will find it. So there's no excuse. You can go find it. Welcome to the digital age, folks. And definitely encourage all of you that if you're not winning, it means it's not over yet. You have an opportunity to do some great things. And I want to encourage you all to go forgive, focus, fly, be the game changer in the world that you are in the game that you're playing. And go make some great things happen.
That's
keep brewing solutions. Upshift and uplift businesses.
That's right.
And make sure that you are sounding the trumpets that solutionaries are rising. And you are one of them. Car guys and car gals. I am so thankful that we've had the opportunity to be
with
the beloved David Villa right here.
Woo!
And I am so excited for more conversations. Guys, we got to get some more with him. We got to get some more time with you, David.
Definitely. We're looking forward to meeting you one day, actually sitting down and and just having a great conversation, having a dinner or something to that nature. But I love this interview. I'm glad that we're on your show. Like you said, we finally got to connect over this past couple weeks, and it's been an amazing connection. I feel like we're all on the same wavelength. We're definitely trying to send that similar message, and I think it's great because the more people that could do this message, it's better. Now, folks, if you're out there and
you guys a text too. I'm going to shoot you guys a text so we can stay in contact. I know we're on Facebook and stuff, but I want to make sure that we connect personally. So I'll shoot
you guys a text. Let's definitely do that. So all you guys out there that are on the fence of almost wanting to do something like this, and you have a message that's just of faith and of love, do it. Because there's the reason why you feel it is because God is pulling you that way. It's time for you to do it. Don't worry about how perfect your hair looks, how the video looks, none of that. It's just about taking that first step and just trying to spread love across this world. And let's just keep doing that, folks, because the more we do it, the better this world's going to be, the better the car business will be, too. True. Speaking of the car business, folks, we had a great time.
He's
flying with us right now. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Folks, you guys have a great day. We're going to drop the outro video, and we'll see you all later.
We'll see you all, David. Thank you.
David,
so
if you want to hang out after, you can. If not, I understand you're a busy man. We'll talk to you later.
All right, brother. I'll text you guys.